question. Who is Jesus? That's the whole linchpin there. Doesn't matter what other religion you're part of, Hindu, Buddhism, whatever, Islam. I always ask people, who is Jesus? And is everything he said about himself true?
I really can't answer that question.
But you need to. You know why? Because if what he said was true, all the other faiths that are outside of him would be lies. And if he said what is true, or excuse me, if what he said isn't true, then many of the world faiths, like, I don't know about yours, but like Islam and Buddhism and Hinduism will say, Jesus was a great prophet, is what they'll say. He's a great prophet. And I always say, impossible. And they go, why was he not a great prophet? And I said, because he said he was God. So he's either a liar or he's God. And I always ask people of other faiths, I respect you, I always ask people of other faiths to go off and ponder, who is this Jesus? He came, he said he was God, he lived this perfect life, he died as a sacrifice, God said, without the shedding of blood because of man's sinfulness, and he lived a perfect life, and he shed his blood, and he rose again. No one else has rose again. They haven't. There's all kinds of rumors and stories, but we have so much documentation of his resurrection. And then he said, I am the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And he said, I'm going. And he said, if you'll place your faith in me, he said he'll return, he's going to return. If you'll place your faith in me and you'll repent, that means change your mind. We used to be worldly people, drunks and partiers, and God transformed us, gave us new hearts and new minds. Most of the world religions, let me share this with you, most of them are reaching up to God. Islam, Buddhism, look at that. Wow, is that gorgeous. Look at God's creation. Most of them are reaching up to God. Got to find a way to reach up to God. You know what's an awesome thing about this glorious Savior I'm telling you about? God reached down to man in Christ Jesus and sent him. Jesus Christ was God. So he said, by faith, place your faith in him. Repent. Be willing to change all your ways, come out of the world, come out of any false ways you believe, and you'll get a new heart and a new mind. You'll be born again. You get a new spirit and a new mind, and you start to see things totally different than you've ever seen them before. You'll see your religion different. That was pretty much made of man. All the other religions are made of man. Christ is the creator. And he said, I'll give you my spirit, and then in holiness and obedience we follow him, and we endure to the end. Have you ever been married, or are you married? Okay, in a marriage you have to endure, right? Otherwise your marriage would be a failure. We must endure in our faith following Christ. And so you've been gracious. I preached the gospel to you. My challenge would be, who is Jesus? Is he Lord? Is he God? Or is he a liar? What do you think?
I can't say anything because I have not studied it.
I'd like you to. Well, your soul is on the line.
Well, I am a Sikh by religion and by birth.
By birth.
And I follow it too.
Right. So what?
And in our, it's only the holy book, which is the Guru Granth Sahib.
Right, right.
And we do not believe, he said, we do not believe in life after death.
Ah, yeah, see. And yeah, so Jesus would be a liar. He's not a great prophet then, because he talked about heaven.
That's not my argument.
He talked about hell.
That's not my argument.
But that's my challenge to you in love. That's my challenge to you in love is, who is Jesus? Because if he's Lord, you're in trouble. You need to repent and follow him. If he's a liar, we're all...
I don't have any comments about it.
Your soul matters upon it, though, because, see, Satan, in love, Satan has developed all these false religions. He's the God of this world. He's created all these religions with millions of gods and all types of ways outside of Christ. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the creator. He created everything you see. Look at that. That is incredible. That is beautiful. He created everything you see. And he's coming back for his own, and everyone else is going to be judged, and there is a heaven, and there is a hell. And that would just be my challenge to you. And you got my phone number, if I could ever help you. I love you.
Thank you.
If I could ever help you.
Thank you.
Tell me who Jesus is.
All right.
God be praised. Is that sunset?